Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Marang.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Marang.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends!
Wah-ah-ah.
Boy, a little wild morning to start here, huh?
Yeah, right?
Merry Christmas to all of you out there who celebrate.
Hey!
Merry Christmas, and to all a good Blazer night.
Good day. We're going to sports real hard today. We're going to sports real freaking hard.
Just did a cool Winter Hawks promo.
Yeah!
The whole crew is in the station right now.
Yeah, it's the twice a year that everybody's in the building.
I told Isaac Ropp I was excited to see him. And I'll see him in a couple months. And he said, no, you won't.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, man, with me changing the time slot, I used to see those guys every day.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the morning guys.
But now I see the morning guys every day.
I think I liked it the other way around.
Ouch. Shots fired.
No, I love those guys.
Dude, shots fired.
I love those guys. Come on now.
Do you?
I do.
I don't know if you do.
I do.
You're not talking to Brandon very nicely on the way out.
Well, no, I was talking to him very nicely. I just said we had a difference of opinion. I actually even said he said something that I don't think anybody else thought, and I thought that was interesting.
You better not treat new Brandon that way. I like new Brandon.
I will.
He's off to a good start.
I will.
People that good looking, you can't talk trash to.
Second BYU loses, I'm just going to stomp his soul out.
You know, that's
what look at it. He's pointing like, yeah, that's fair.
That's what we should have done. We should have done that for the promo for the Winterhawks, is have Brandon stand in for me, I'll just voice over it. So they think that I'm him.
Oh, there you go. That might help your branding.
That would help the branding a lot. People at Winterhawks games would be like, ooh, damn, right? I'm into that.
Right?
Break me off a piece of that.
Instead, they're going to watch me beat you up.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Winterhawks are fun, man.
They are. I have never once had a bad time in a Winterhawks game. Not one. And I'm not even to say bad time. Every Winterhawks game I've been to has been awesome.
I had a bad time at a Winterhawks game, but I was 19 doing things that aren't legal, and one of my friends got caught, and so that didn't go well. It was a playoff game at the Moda Center. I think I'm banned for life from the Moda Center.
Wait, Winterhawks playing the Moda?
It was a playoff game.
They play a playoff game? They play a Moda?
When I was 19 years old.
God, did it just open then?
I don't know.
If you were 19.
19, it's 2004.
Okay, so it's been open for 8 years.
Yeah. But there'd be hockey games over at Moda from time at the Rose Garden from time to time.
I don't remember. Yes, there were. I do remember that because they did have issues with them, like ice or the condensation building up on the floor.
Yeah, my buddy's dad was pissed because the season tickets for the Memorial Coliseum, they like tried to appropriate them in the correct spot at the Rose Garden,
but not quite.
Because he was like on the corner at Memorial Coliseum.
Not just that. Memorial Coliseum's old as hell and ancient and. Look, they've done the remodel, which is
how dare you talk
awesome.
About that sweet, sweet lady.
Look, it still smells like cigarettes from the 70s, which if that's your jam, cool.
Boy, I'd say I'll be right at home with that.
But I'll tell you this.
Me and Rusty, pour some Tito's and we'll call it a day.
The The sight lines in that place, immaculate.
Yeah, dude.
Immaculate.
It's a small place, dude. It's why I love Providence Park, too. Same reason.
It's not just that, though. It's the angle of the seats. It's not as steep because they're not trying to stuff as many. Back then, they weren't trying to stuff as many seats in there. So there's a little bit more spacing. It's a lot more of a subtle grade. And so all of the sight lines in there, Memorial Coliseum for USC is very similar because it's an older building used with kind of older mentality of like.
That place is huge, though.
Yeah, but it's the same kind of thing. It's very, very, very gradual grade. Like, you go to Austin, there's a time where you feel like you're hiking up a cliff. Like, it feels like you're leaning forward because the grade is so much. But that's also why it gets so loud. You know, that part of it is. I remember we saw the Suns and the Blazers. I want to say it was 09 or 10.
Steve Nash?
Yes. They played a preseason game.
Amari Stoudemire?
And I was like.
Sean Marion?
It was before I was media, but I was two rows back.
Was Dan Marley on that team?
No, not then. No.
But, one of my favorite players growing
but
up.
But I got to see Steve Nash and Brandon Roy on the court together at the Memorial Coliseum.
That's pretty cool.
Two rows back.
That's pretty cool.
And I was like, this is super dope.
I would like to do this for a living.
100%. I would like to be here watching these two guys play this game in this capacity. And like, that was the cool thing. It was like, because it's Memorial Coliseum, it doesn't have like all of the piped in noise that you get on game day and stuff like that. It was a lot more all natural, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could hear everything. And it was just like, this is dope. I want to be a part of this all the time. But also, that place is, the amenities aren't there and it's not nearly as comfortable.
The only thing that's going to be tough if I go to a Winterhawks game is I can't smoke in the spot that I like to smoke in because that's the entrance.
Mm.
To Memorial Coliseum.
Yeah, there's no smoking the pancakes anywhere.
Yeah.
Rufio says they want to talk about my new TV look. My hair is entirely normal.
Well, I don't. You look done up today, dude.
Oh, I just put product in it.
You that's look like, done up today.
That's all.
Boys on TV tonight, friends.
I didn't
shave.
They
don't put this ugly mug on TV.
I didn't shave because I'm shaving before. I got to go home and grab some stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to shave this morning.
I'm on YouTube, but, you know, that doesn't matter.
So we'll tighten.
My mom watches me on YouTube. She thinks I'm pretty.
There you go. Somebody's got to.
Hi, Mom.
But no, I gotta tighten up the facial hair and do a little trimsy, do the makeup.
I was going to shave this morning, and then I was up from 3 to 5 again.
Mm. Got a little hurt tum-tum?
No, I don't know what it was. I just couldn't fall asleep. I need a new mattress. Going to spend the money on a new mattress. Had the conversation with my wife last night about buying Timber season tickets.
Or a new mattress?
And no, I mean, we realize we need a mattress more.
Yeah.
I got to wait till my kids are in high school.
For what? Season tickets?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because of timing and being a parent and
them
being
gone
that many
times.
Yeah. My youngest is in fourth grade.
Six more years.
Yeah, dude. That's brutal.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll be like 40, what, 5, 46?
In how many years?
In 6 years.
I'll be 46.
There you go.
On this day.
What is that in Hobbit years?
I don't know. Like 4?
Okay. Because they live forever, don't they?
I think they, well, they don't live forever.
But I mean, like, a long time.
They live for a long time, yeah. 503-864-6326.
It's like inverse dog years.
Rusty, do you know how long hobbits live? Or anybody in the booth there, no?
I have no idea.
You guys got a party going on in that booth.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
That would be awesome. I could see Dan, IT Dan in there.
Dan says at least 111.
At least 111. Good call.
Nice.
I could see Dan with the rave music in there.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? He's heard a bass drop a time or two.
Mm-hmm.
Full on into that.
What is going on in there?
I don't know. There's a lot of cables. There's a lot of confusion. Hands
printer
up.
Stuff.
I learned today that an IT person's least favorite thing is a printer.
Because printers suck.
I know. It's like printers and washing machine. Printers and dryers.
I've been here 3.5 years. You know how many times I've printed something?
Well, that printers, they can, you never try to print something when you're in a rush because they can smell fear.
Yeah, what is that? Like, is this just job security for the big printer business? Like making sure that you gotta buy a new printer all the time.
Pacific Office Automation, baby.
Mm-hmm. Planned obsolescence. No, I've literally never printed anything here.
I got a printer at home that seems to work pretty well. But it's like when you get that industrial size, right? Is that the problem?
See, that's the thing is I got the cheap HP one that's literally the most basic like thing you can have.
For Christmas, I bought my wife a $350 printer.
Oh, yeah, see, I guess she's a teacher. So,
she loved it.
Yeah, I never print anything. You know, the last thing that's not true. I had to print out my contract for TV.
Mm.
And I was like, crap. When was the last time I printed something? Like, I looked at it, and there's no paper in there. I'm like, God dang it.
No ink.
Had to go on
all. It's all in blue.
Yeah. I did have the one printer I got has the click-in refills. That was the only thing that I wanted. I wanted something that not no ribbon, no tape, nothing. Just the ones you can, like, literally pop the top off and refill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of a game changer if you're willing to do it. And I was like, oh, that's perfect, because I never print. And if I buy, like, one set of refills, it'll probably last me my life. But I did have to find paper. I did not have it. Like, where's a ream of paper in my house?
I was trying to, so I make, a lot of the concerts that I have seen from some of the bands that I love, you can find audience recordings online, and I've been transferring them from digital onto cassette tape.
Mm.
Like, kind of like they used to do with the Dead back in the day.
Nerd.
I know, super nerdy stuff. But I've been making J cards for them, which are what's inside a cassette tape, the paper that tells you all this stuff. And I used to work at a place that had a just baller printer.
That you could set it up for that?
That I could set it up for that and print it on, like, cardstock and full color, because I was using the poster from That's Night's show as, like, the album art. I did it one time on my computer at home, and I had to refill the printer cartridge.
Because
the ink cartridge. So I was like, oh, man, I can't do this. So don't let me have access to the printer here, because I'm going to start printing more of those. I'm going to have to go to Kinko's for this.
Yeah.
I am an
Odyssey will check on you.
They will check on me.
They start sending you bills. You just see, like, little docs in your pay. Ink.
I know. They want to get on my laptop and know what my laptop says.
Yeah, no. You and I are both on the same wavelength on that one.
That ain't gonna happen.
Like, if you guys want to give me a new MacBook, I'll gladly do that. But I have fallen over and fallen on the sword for my Apple overlords. I don't care. You can talk to me about everything else. I've been doing it for too long. All my stuff is all linked and everything works.
I got an iPod, an iPad, an iPod Touch, an iPhone, an Apple.
I got the watch.
A Mac, a MacBook Pro. Yeah. I don't have the watch. I don't wear a watch. I don't wear jewelry.
I did all of the things. I swore my allegiance to the fine Apple, and I will go down with the ship.
Yeah, Steve Jobs, you got me.
Yeah.
You got
Congratulations, you got me in the loop, and I'm not leaving. I'm too old to go, like, well, the Google phone, the Samsung phone, I don't care. I'm too old.
I know. I don't need a nice phone camera either, because I don't take pictures. If you follow me on Instagram, it's like one or two posts, maybe a month, maybe.
I have tried.
I took pictures at the Timbers game on Saturday, because I was going to post them on Instagram, completely forgot.
Yeah, I have tried to take more of them more recently, but yeah, for the most part, I'm failing.
Ugly Dougly, we got a show for you today. It's Wednesdays, so we'll have Tyson Alger on at 10:30 for two segments to talk football as the Oregon Ducks come off a reassuring win against Rutgers, flying into the bye this week. Right? It's the bye. No, it's Wisconsin this week. It's the bye next week, so we'll chat with him about that. Some other little college football things to get to. We'll have Ross Smith on today to talk Timbers as they have the wild card game tonight. We'll do that at 11:15. But yes, it is Christmas morning as the Blazers take stage tonight. We'll also have another fun conversation about the NBA. The top five most fascinating players in the league for you to watch this year. And I want to hear your thoughts as well. So send those in. But when we come back, Merry Christmas, everybody. Are we excited? Are we, like, stoked? It's Blazers, baby. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's 10:16 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Also, youtube.com/1051TheFan. Join the chat. Watch our pretty mugs on the TV. Danny's double-dipping on TV today. It's Blazer opening night. We'll have Tyson Alger on here in about 15 minutes, slide over some Duck stuff. I don't like moving our guests when they're reoccurring. So I know it's like weird timing that we'll do Blazers, then Ducks. But just, you know, bear with us. Bear with us. Scale of 1 to 10 tonight, Daniel. How excited are you?
Very excited. It's just now starting to hit me the season's here. This is the latest it feels like I've gotten into it. A lot of that has to do with just the way this offseason went. To be honest, a lot of it has to do with where my life has been for the last couple of months. It's been up, down, everywhere in between. But now it's like I'm starting to get the, all right, we're back. I got to watch most of the game last night. This is a mild tangent here real quick. NBC body bagged ESPN last night.
I mean, low-hanging fruit.
But body bagged them.
Except for the Carmelo, Vince Carter, T-Mac thing. Vince Carter looked around like, have y'all ever done TV before? Carmelo's got sunglasses and a jacket on. He's like, yeah, that man can ball. Yeah, you're like, Melo, put the weed down, bro.
Yeah.
Watch some basketball and talk to me.
Get your feet wet before you start getting completely wet for the game. Blazers fans, you can do that. Go about it. But no, I'm genuinely excited. I just had to say that just because it.
Mike Tirico on basketball again sure is
not,
nice.
Not just that. The bar was the floor, and they didn't just go, oh, we'll step over it. Like they went, this is all you guys have been doing. This was not hard.
And I'm the weird guy, and it's probably because I loved him as a player because he's my favorite player of all time. I love Reggie on calls. I don't understand why people don't like Reggie.
Here's why I love Reggie. Because he gives a damn.
He does.
He's excited. He's fun. And you can say, well, he does this and he whines about this and it's like, I don't care. He's excited.
He talks trash.
He's fun. He gives a damn about the game, whereas the ESPN product was like all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. But as it pertains to the Blazers, I'm genuinely excited. I think I've beat this drum a thousand times already. It's not just the, like, what's their record going to be that has me excited or
if
where they could.
If that's the number one thing you're thinking about and listeners out there, please we want to compile some of your thoughts. So text in your thoughts on, you know, win loss record or what your expectations are, et cetera. But if anybody's going into this season and their number one concern is win loss record, I think you're looking at this team the wrong way.
I do too. And it's not like this, you know, I'm trying to find something like fun to talk about or, you know, I don't care about the wins losses. No, I do. I absolutely do. And when we make our predictions, I may surprise a few people. But looking at this, whether it's me or Casey Holdall or Sean Hyken, you know, the guys that are there every single night for the last, you know, 10 years kind of a deal, we're all looking at this like there are so many storylines. There's so much fun stuff to think about, to talk about, to discuss, to consider. I mean, we already have Shaden going in the starting lineup. What does Young Hansen look like? What does Scoot look like when he gets healthy? Can Denny kind of continue with what he had going? Does Sharp have another gear? Tumani's got his contract. Can he outperform that? What does Drew have left in the tank? Where, how does Jeremy do coming off the bench now? Does Donovan, is he able to find something offensively to balance out his incredible rim protection and defense that doesn't, you know, mitigate how good he is on that end? Like, there's just so many different things that you can go to. And we haven't even got into the season yet where all the things will start unwinding.
Start playing out.
And different things will make you think about something differently. There's just so many storylines. There's so much more excitement. There's so much stuff there night one than in any year probably since 2020.
And I think because of that, it puts the Blazers in a very different situation than everybody else. If you look around the league and you start looking at teams that aren't in win now mode, that are in rebuilding mode, but starting to think they're about to take the next steps, you know, I'll throw out the Brooklyn Nets of the world, the Charlotte Hornets of the world, the Pelicans, the Jazz, the Kings, et cetera, some of those kind of bottomer teams, if bottomer is a word. I think hoopers around the league might also, you know, outside of this market, might also find this Blazer team fascinating for that reason. Because, look, people get really sensitive when you have to watch a rebuilding team. Mm-hmm. Nobody really likes it. It's a lot of growing pains. It's a lot of losing.
And the city is not built for it. We saw it. It's
our only team in town of the big three. And the growing pain is really, really tough. But I will take the Pepsi challenge and throw it to any of those other teams, whether it be the Brooklyn Nets or the Charlotte Hornets or the Washington Wizards. Mm-hmm. I'd rather watch the Blazer fan. If I'm a diehard NBA hooper, I think I'd rather watch this Blazer team than most of those teams in the bottom. I'm not talking about like Dallas Antonio.
I'm 100% with you. I think the only argument I could see is somebody being like, I like Charlotte. They got a lot of fun young guys. Or I like Washington. They got a lot of fun young guys. Brooklyn has that, but you're like, why do they have 9 point guards?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
where this team has a shooting guard, a point guard.
There's functionality
wings,
to
centers. Like, it's more traditional built.
I haven't listened to Zach Lowe and his league pass rankings, but I would imagine most people have the Blazers in the upper half of the league pass rankings. Number one, you've got Casey and Lamar on the call, which is always going to bump you up.
Collab.
You're gonna play aggressive defense. You're going to be physical. You're going to get after guys. They're going to play with tempo. They're going to grind you. You've got the...
Also, if it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast, you get live basketball.
Well, yeah, but you've got the allure of, like, what is Hunson? Like, you know, you can go full Zoolander. He's so hot right now, kind of a deal.
Yeah, because, like, to use the Hornets as an example, right? Mm-hmm. They have LaMelo Ball.
They have Brandon Miller.
They have Brandon Knippel. Miller. Yuck. Colin Knepel, to me, is kind of the only thing that really excites me about that, because I know what LaMelo is. Mm-hmm. I don't really expect more from LaMelo than what he is, and I'm interested to see Brandon Miller take another step forward and see how the rookie Khan does, because I loved him at Duke. Outside of that, I'm kind of meh on the rest of the team. To the Blazers, you mentioned it. You're telling me that I'm excited to watch a basketball team whose backup center, who is raw? Like, that's cool stuff, and I don't think a lot of people in the league have that.
Or Shane Sharp guy getting loose for a dunk. Remember, the dunk of the year was what he did to Champagne against Washington.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, like, I imagine being in the Atlanta market and being like, who's this Tumani Kamara guy? Mm-hmm. He made all defense? That's why I think the Blazers are very, very
There's just a lot of stuff. There's a lot of unknown. And not the unknown in the Utah Jazz way of, you know what I mean? Like,
see, that's a worse place to be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even the Pelicans, man.
Oh,
I know Zion's healthy and all.
The Pelicans to me are the literal worst place to be in the NBA. Pelicans and Kings. Those are the two teams. You can probably toss the Raptors in there because they have a lot of money committed to guys that don't fit together. But the unknowns are not. They're good. I don't know how good.
Sure.
It's not a. I don't even know what they are.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Shaden's good.
Mm-hmm. I know is Denny this is who, good.
Like, yeah, can Denny be great? Can Shaden be great? Can Tu be great? Can Donovan be like?
Drew Holiday is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Can he bring that juice?
Can he rebound
team?
And say last year was a bit of a down year because of injuries? You know what I mean? Like, that's the questions about Drew and Jeremy are like, can they just be who they are? But those two guys specifically. Mm-hmm. Everybody else. It's how good can they be?
Also, another fascinating thing, too, and I mean, this is like looking way more long term, way more down the line, but do guys get traded at the deadline? You know, do we walk this back again? Do we start talking to these conversations? What does this team look like around the All-Star
break?
Sir,
we have so much time to get there. Please don't start this now. Please don't start this now. The season is starting tonight. I cannot think about trades.
I will tell you what, though. All five starters tonight will not be traded.
Okay.
You don't buy that?
We'll check.
You don't buy that?
Yeah. We'll check on that.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get in the stadium tonight? Get in the arena, excuse me.
Well, I'm going to get there a little bit later than I used to, just because, I'm not hanging around here for 3 hours. So I'll probably just pop in, see what's up, grab some food. And
this is why you should start drinking again, because then you'd have something to do.
Yeah, no, I have to go home and take care of my dogs.
Hey, you can drink on the way.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. And I live an hour plus away, so.
You need an automatic car so you can just sit in the passenger seat.
Yeah, those haven't had any problems.
No.
No, they definitely haven't crashed, caught fire, or had any issues like that at all. But my usual deal is like, what's interesting is, so the media room used to be where the lunchroom was. The media, like when we would have like post-game media availability, it would be after the game when they would pack up all the tables and chairs for dinner or whatever, lunch. And then there's a media room. It's a closed room where we have a work area. But the open area, the common area, is where Chauncey and the two guys post-game would do a press conference. Well, now that area is just press conference, and they moved the media dining out into the back undergrove hallway kind of a deal, mm-hmm. Which is kind of a weird situation. But they're doing that because there's going to be roughly 30 Chinese media members here.
Yeah, that's going to be the wild thing. You know, I remember Ichiro in Seattle, mm-hmm. and it was just all of a sudden was like, whoa, media access skyrocketed.
Yeah, they're expecting a metric crap ton tonight. Hmm. So that's another thing. You're like,
are they going to get mad if Hansen doesn't get on the court tonight?
He's playing. No matter what, he's playing.
I came all the way here for this?
No.
Nothing?
The Blazers aren't that stupid. Like, there's 700 million people that are tuning in. Like, I will continue to beat this drum until everybody understands. Chinese basketball fans
is huge.
It's more than the rest of the world. It's 700 million people. Like, it is their sport. They are locked in. China is going to be like what Japan is for Shohei. If you're in Tokyo and Shohei's up to bat, the city stops.
That's pretty cool. I stop.
They all turn and either look at their phones or look at the TVs that are in the windows. Like, that's what it is. When Hansen gets on the floor, that nation is going to come to a stop to watch him. It's going to be crazy.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
It is.
Pretty cool.
Talking I've done interviews for Tencent, the Chinese ESPN media partner, and I get texts and DMs from Chinese fans of like, hey, you know, found you. This is so cool. We really appreciate you. Like, because I say like nice things about Hansen, they think I'm the greatest person on the face of the planet. And I'm just like, oh, you guys really like this guy. Like, whoa, it's an entirely new thing. It's been a super fun experience.
503-864-6326. Your thoughts are welcome here. I'm genuinely excited about this season. I love having a young and defensive core. It feels different than season pasts. Beyond that, he's going to indoctrinate an 8-year-old to be a Blazer fan.
Yeah, I like a good. I like.
Just remember, if it turns out bad, they have you to blame.
It's like the 14-year-old Jets fan. Do you see him?
I would never make somebody be a Cleveland Guardians fan. That would just be mean.
Did you see the 14-year-old Jets fan?
I did.
That was tough.
That's rough, dude.
I was born into this. I've never seen a kid so defeated and browbeaten. Like, that's usually like the 54-year-old guy who's suffered.
Yeah.
It's like the Red Sox fan in 2003. Like, I was born into this. They've never won, and they've never been able to do it. This is miserable. Now, eventually they did, but like, he had that attitude at 14. Like, that's tough, man. That's tough.
All right, we'll put a pin in Blazers, and we'll get back to them throughout the show today, as we will, you know, really get into the hard-hitting questions tonight, what to expect tonight as well. Your thoughts are welcome. Please continue to bring them in, 503-864-6326, or on the YouTube chat. When we come back, we'll slide over to Ducks as we have Tyson Aldrin from the I-5 Corridor, Lookout Eugene Springfield, who joins us every single Wednesday to talk Oregon. We'll ask the question, how do you build momentum? As that's where the Ducks are after a thrilling victory over the Rutgers. Some might not call it thrilling, but if you like Dante Moore, you would. Stat line looked nice. We'll do that next. But first, there's Rust with Sports.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only. Get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, we do this every single Wednesday at 10:30. Our good friend Tyson Alger of the I-5 Corridor, Lookout Eugene Springfield, joins us for two seggies as we recap what went down over the weekend for your Oregon Ducks. Yes, Danny, your Oregon Ducks. And a look ahead
to this weekend.
Tyson, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We are great. We are great. This is probably the time of the year where you remind yourself it's probably a good thing you don't have Blazers on your schedule as well, being that the Timbers are in a playoff game and the Ducks are trying to win a natty.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy time of the year. You know, thankfully, as it turns out, they just ended the whole MLB playoffs after this weekend.
Oh, yeah, nobody plays anymore.
Nobody plays anymore. They said, you know what, we're done. We're just going to call it a draw amongst everybody. So thankfully, we don't have to juggle like all of that too. But with the Timbers kind of nosediving the second half of the season, it's a unexpectedly busy Wednesday tonight.
Let's just dive into the Oregon Ducks after they defeat Rutgers 56-10. And honestly, it wasn't that close to begin with. This offense looks like it came back on track. All right. Noah Whittington, 125 yards, two TDs, looks like an absolute monster. Sadiq got back in the game. Dante Moore looked efficient. Your takeaways from an offensive perspective getting back on track?
Yeah, they just basically rectified every problem that they had in that Indiana game. And obviously Rutgers is no Indiana, but I'm not going to sit here and find any fault with a game where you produce 750 yards of total offense, including 400 plus yards of rushing. A week after being sacked six times, Dante Moore wasn't even pressured in this game. I was very impressed with their explosive play ability. There was a stretch, I think, in that second quarter where you completed six passes of 20 yards or more in a row. And then, yeah, just kind of the balance of that running game too. I was very impressed. They looked in sync. I mean, obviously that first drive where, it's the fumble and Rutgers takes over and gets the field goal. There was a moment of here we go again, but that was just about it for the Scarlet Knights in that game.
Tyson, I'm going to pick some nits. I got some nits to pick here.
Do it.
Yes, they blew them out, and we were talking about it on Friday. The line was 17.5, and I was like, if they don't absolutely obliterate this line, I'm going to have questions. So they came out, and they absolutely stomped them. They did exactly what they should. Feels like the identity is there. Dante did look good, but there were multiple times, and I was listening, I heard Jerry and Jorgie on the call talking about this. A lot of those deep balls, a lot of those big opportunities where guys were wide open, he wasn't dotting guys up, and I'm sitting there going, is that maybe why we haven't seen Oregon be so explosive at the passing game? Is maybe he's just not quite as consistently accurate with the deep ball unless he's got a ton of room to work with?
I mean, maybe there. I'll have to go back and take a look at some of those throws. But I do know earlier in the season he had a few of those like back shoulder dots mm-hmm. to DeCorian Moore and Kenyon Sadiq, but. You know, we know his arm talent is unquestioned. Like, he shouldn't be underthrowing dudes. But, like, yeah, you know, especially when a week after everyone was saying Will Stein's the worst offensive coordinator in America, he schemes up an offense where guys are wide open. I mean, maybe a week after playing Indiana, Dante was just so shocked that guys were that open. I did like that laser he threw to Sadiq on that mm-hmm. first touchdown. That was a rope. Also, just an incredible play from Sadiq to like split those two dudes at 245 pounds and get up and grab that ball. But yeah, you know, I think he can definitely improve. Like, this is a guy who was very turnover prone during his time at UCLA, and obviously he's been excellent in all but one game this season. But he's still pretty young in this, so yeah, I think that's something that can get better. What I did like in this game, though, was just. It was nice to see them feed Sadiq the ball until he got hurt. I feel like that's a player that, like, we've all known what he can do, and they've used him at times this season. But, you know, you get kind of in a hole a little bit early in this game. Obviously, Whittington's touchdown is what brought the Ducks back into the game, but they really stretched it out with those two plays to Sadiq, and that was pretty fun to see.
He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Lookout, Eugene Springfield. That's what I want to touch on. Sadiq, my guy, finally gets the ball and looks really good doing it. I mean, extremely efficient. 4 catches, 80 yards. 2 touchdowns, obviously, he had the big one. Any update on health situation? I know Lanning doesn't love to share with us. It sounds like he'll be okay, but is there anything you're hearing that should concern me of maybe my favorite player in college football?
No, he's going to be fine. We talked to him yesterday at media. He said, turns out that hurts a little bit when you fall right on your hip after a touchdown grab like
especially
that.
Especially a big boy like that.
Yeah, no kidding. So they basically it was the game was in hand. They held him out for precautionary reasons. He should be good to go this week against Wisconsin. But I also don't know how much they need him in this game.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. we'll ask the question, does Dan Lanning get another coach fired? But I want to stick in this Rutgers game just to clean up shop a little bit before we slide to Wisconsin. Is this just getting reps, or is Brock Thomas the number 2 quarterback?
You know, if you talk to Dan Lanning, it sounds like Brock Thomas has been the guy in practice. And so, you know, I don't know if that's going to be what it ultimately is when you get into the heart of the season and, you know, you're playing in maybe the Big Ten championship game or the playoff. But, you know, right now the kid from Eugene has been the guy. And I don't think it was completely smoke and mirrors, you know, them bringing them out there and then talking about them as such following the game.
All right, we'll put a quick little pin in this. We'll take a quick break and bring you back, and we'll dive into the Wisconsin game. And I want to ask the question of momentum. How do you build momentum after that loss? Because you've got this game from Jersey, you've got Wisconsin, and then you've got a bye. Is this the perfect opportunity? We'll do that next. It's Tyson Alger with us, as he does every Wednesday, 105.1 The Fan. All right, our man Tyson Alger from the I-5 corridor, and look how Eugene Springfield joins us every single Wednesday to recap the Ducks. And let's move on. Let's press forward. I want to ask the question about building momentum and how you kind of go about it. Is it as easy as just, you know, not to overlook teams, but let's be real, we can call a spade a spade. Rutgers, Wisconsin, bye, back-to-back-to-back is a nice place to build momentum, or is there a little extra of that landing juice in it?
Well, I think the bye week presents a tougher offensive challenge than what the Badgers will this week. So you can't overlook the bye week. It's an interesting one because, you know, the Ducks did do the thing where they had their biggest game of the season and then they went into the bye. And so they had that momentum and they weren't able to sustain it against Indiana. This is a little different because these are definitely two get right games before the bye. I think Rutgers is better than Wisconsin. So I don't even want to fancy thinking about what the score might be on Saturday, but you know, I think these are games where you just continue to get guys reps. It's continuing to build that confidence within Dante Moore. That's something that he and Dan Lanning talked about after the Rutgers game was just, you know, they didn't think he played super confident against Indiana, and they just wanted to get him back to feeling loose, to smiling, to having fun. And when you throw four touchdown passes in the first half, that's a pretty good way of getting back onto the right track. So I don't think you can take a whole lot of necessarily momentum into the bye week, but I think you can take a whole bunch of solid proof of concept and building upon things, and obviously getting two wins and getting into that break without being terribly hurt, I think is the important thing, because that Iowa trip, I think, is going to be a tricky one here in 3 weeks.
And it's got Big Nooner written all over it, amigo. Sorry about that.
Tyson,
yeah.
The offense went nuts. They did everything they needed to do. Run the ball was very prevalent in that game. But something I've heard Lanning get a little spicy about in the press conference when he's been pressed on it by all of the media down there is the lack of defensive disruption and explosion. You get three sacks, you get two picks. Cali Akmanis coming into the game, was putting up pretty damn good numbers for Rutgers. It could not do a single thing. Even with the disruption that they got, do you feel like Lanning was satisfied with that, and do you kind of see more opportunity for them to kind of show out even a bit more? Because defensively, it doesn't feel like, as good as they've been, it doesn't feel like they've had a game where they were just so outwardly dominant, not just in the score, but in the box score, like the big wow plays. Do you feel like that opportunity is there against Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the thing is, in that Indiana game, we just didn't see any of that disruption, and you saw what one of the best quarterbacks in the country could do against that. Rutgers, the numbers improved. I'd argue that they could have been even better against a Rutgers team that allows a lot of that to begin with, even against average teams. You know, it was a step in the right direction. I did like what I saw from the secondary. I mean, it seems like every other week there's a new young player making a big play there, but I'm right there with you. I want to see a game breaker on the defensive line. I want to see one of those like Kayvon Thibodeau games or one of those, you know, even last year, I feel like Mateo Uiagalelei had a couple more games where he's just like, boy, like that was the difference for Oregon. You know, obviously he doesn't need to be the difference for Oregon against Wisconsin, but there are some really talented dudes in that front seven, whether it be Amari Washington or Barry Alexander, Mateo, Tatum Tuioti, like they're all good. They're all seasoned players, but I do think that's like the one gear that the Ducks can really kick in here in the second half of the season, because they have the talent there. It's not nearly the production that they had from that group that they had last season.
Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor, look out Eugene Springfield. Let's slide over to the Wisconsin game, and I'm kind of with you. I dread to think what the final score might be, but let's look at it from a Wisconsin standpoint. As you're kind of diving into this team, and you know, We as professionals give everybody the fair shake of stuff. Where has it all gone wrong? I mean, is it just pointing to head coaching? Because Wisconsin is a lifetime blue blood in the Big Ten and a great job to have. And this team is just abysmal right now. Where are you seeing the massive issues on this Wisconsin team?
Yeah, I just think they were one of those like very good teams that were good at being about like a B+ in the old era of college football. That's unfortunately getting left behind a little bit here in this new era. Like they're not dominant on the recruiting front. They're not dominant in the transfer portal. They kind of changed their identity and tried to go a little bit more pass happy, and they're not good at that this year either. So it's just kind of like one of these programs that, you know, from an Oregon perspective, you've had so many great games against Wisconsin. Even last year, like at Wisconsin, that was a good game. And you can go back to the Rose Bowls, and this is kind of like one of those teams that I think Oregon thought they were going to have consistently good and potentially like rivalry games here in the new Big Ten Conference. And it's just, they they're one of the worst teams in the country right now. They're winless in Big Ten. They haven't won a Power Four conference game, I believe, in 10 games in a row. They barely score anything on offense. It's kind of a bummer to me because, again, when the conference is merged and you're looking at who Oregon's going to play, you're kind of looking at the teams that you're familiar with. And, yeah, like I have a lot of good memories of watching those two teams play. And one of those teams, Oregon, is at the forefront of everything that works with college football right now. And then the other is just kind of spinning its wheels and figuring out who it is. And that doesn't really work when you're in the Big Ten.
Taking a look at where Oregon is at, where everything is in college football, do you feel like you see a team like Miami falter against Louisville? And it's not comparable necessarily with Indiana, but the vulnerability of basically everyone. I heard Dirt talk about this, and he was joking in the sense of like, you know, when did Oregon go to a national championship? It was when they lost an October game. Do you look at that loss against Indiana and kind of what Oregon has out in front of them and go, it's probably better that they got kind of punched in the face then rather than later, like it kind of feeling good going into the playoff like they did last year where Ohio State just came out and did what they did. They kind of had that taste in their mouth for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think you can definitely make that argument. And there's obviously pretty strong proof of concept of how that can better a team. And you can just look at Ohio State last year, who didn't just wear one of those, but two of those during the regular season. You know, the funny thing to kind of counterbalance that is all throughout last season, Lanning talked about like, hey, it's great to try to find some adversity while still getting on the winning side of that. Like, they're not going to say that they'd want to lose. Like, in a perfect world, they'd go 16-0 and be crowned one of the best teams ever, right? But I do think that they can learn from this, especially with how young the roster was. I think it was really important for them to play in a really tight game. And I think there could have been obviously pretty big lessons learned from coming through in the clutch from that. But I think to be able to get that early in the season and to be able to readjust, especially with the way that the schedule is kind of shaked out here. I think they've absolutely made the most of it. And this is a era of college football where I think there's more parity at the top than there's ever been. There's fewer of those just like absolutely like elite teams. It might just be Ohio State this year. So, you know, one loss isn't going to kill them. And I think kind of embracing a little bit more of that NFL season type of mindset where it's you're continually working to get better and then peak in the playoffs is kind of what Oregon's doing.
There's a party tonight in Portland at the Moda Center, but there's also one at Providence Park. I don't know which party is going to be more fun. let me get your thoughts real quick because you're my Timbers guy. We're going to have Ross Smith on at 11:15, who's covering the game tonight. Boy, I could ask you 1,000 questions, but I'll go with Felipe Mora. Can somebody score a goal on this team, or are we in trouble tonight?
If you're going by past results, I believe the Timbers have scored one or less goals in 11 of their last 15 games. So, oof. History's not on your side there. If you're wanting them to win, they have one win since July 25th, so that's not really on your side there. If you want momentum from like a crowd that's happy with things, the Timbers left Saturday's game in a downpour with the Timbers Armory booing them off the field.
I left in the 53rd, so, brother. I don't blame them.
So the vibes aren't exactly there. However, it's the wild card, baby. It's the playoffs. It's soccer, you know?
Yeah, like anything can happen.
And anything can happen, and this has been a very largely disappointing season for the Timbers, and especially for Phil Neville, and, you know, they got out to such a good start to start the season, and it's just been a nightmare since. But, you know, as Phil said in the post game, he's like, you know, if Christopher Velda would hit one of those goals that he's nearly missed about 50 times since he came over to the club, we'd be in a much different spot. And it's like, yeah, you would, but he hasn't, but he could tonight. So, you know, I think that's what they're holding on to, and we'll see what happens.
He's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield, be at the Timbers game tonight. What are you writing this week? What do you got for us?
I have a Oregon women's basketball season preview coming out tomorrow. And then later this week, I got a little fun going back through history story about a Oregon-born baseball player whose MLB career ended thanks to a feud between Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb. So,
color me intrigued.
Coming out a little bit later in the week.
All right. Thank you very much, my friend. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yep, he's Tyson Alger, the I-5 corridor. Look out, Eugene Springfield. Go check out his stuff. Boy, you know, he piqued my interest. Baseball guy, too?
Mm.
Man, what's this guy not do?
Baseball doesn't exist for him right now.
I should have told him that I'm taking the Dodgers in three.
Don't do it. Well, at least you're not,
it's not the
Jays.
Mariners. Yeah. I'm not taking the Jays. No, I'm not taking the Jays. All right, we come back. We got a loaded second hour. Hang with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.